year-round for our farmers' benefit. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, agriculture is vital to Tennessee's economy, so it's no wonder that our state's lawmakers work closely with agriculture to promote the industry. And even though the General Assembly has adjourned for the year, lawmakers on the ag committees continue to discuss and research issues that will help the industry. Chuck Denny has more.
Agriculture and forestry generate more than $60 billion a year to Tennessee's economy. Nearly 500,000 people in our state are employed in agriculture, and for the rest of us, we're only a generation or two removed from the family farm. Given the family farm's importance to our state, there must always be a cooperative partnership between state government and agriculture.
We're trying to do everything that we can to help promote agriculture in the state of Tennessee.
Representative Stratton Bone of Lebanon is the vice chair of the House Ag Committee and a Wilson County farmer himself. Bone says the committee doesn't produce a lot of new legislation, but rather its purpose is more about supporting our state's farmers.
It's such a changing industry. There's so many new things out there. For example, agricultural tourism is new. The wine industry is something new that we're trying to develop in this state. And it's changing all the time. And we feel one of the functions of our committee is to recognize these new things that are coming along.
Bone says the Ag Committee likes to hear often what's on the minds of Tennessee farmers. Lately, the committee has heard about producers' concerns over the disease soybean rust, which could hit Tennessee this summer. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Now, Representative Bone sponsored legislation that was approved by the General Assembly that will address the shortage of large animal veterinarians here in the state. A study committee will work this summer looking at ways to help graduate more large animal vets from the UT Vet School. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.